So then the skeleton said to the bartender, "I need a beer and a mop." Hey guys. Welcome to Clocks Running, a podcast for everything flag football. I'm Jacob. That was my camel and polar bear.
Yeah, and I'm Ant, here for the jokes or whatever that
Well,
was.
wow. Okay, whatever that was. Wow. That was a grade A classic knock knock joke that wasn't a knock knock
Well,
joke.
yeah, you just started with the punchline. That
Well, no, I didn't. First of all, I didn't say anything. It was the camel. The camel was telling the joke.
was
Secondly, the camel was already through the setup and was at the punchline.
okay. Well, so whose fault is
Jordan's.
that? Okay, all right. All right. Well, here we are. It's Thursday night, 7:30. Well, daylight savings happened now. Is it? Are
Yep.
we still
So it's
Eastern?
is it Eastern Daylight? Where's our senior meteorologist correspondent,
Yeah,
Ian?
yeah. I think we
Nick
are.
Fix.
Well, I think if we always say Eastern, I think if we always say EDT, that covers us.
I don't know what that means. And that, like,
Oh,
that's like, do 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 do
okay.
do do do. Woo! That's music,
Oh,
right?
I guess. I don't know what
Oh,
that
okay.
was. Is that the
Okay.
weather music? I don't know. You're on a different level tonight. I don't even know what's going on. I
What do you
really don't.
mean? What do you mean?
Our guest joined the studio and then exited. I
Uh-oh.
don't know what happened there, but maybe
They're
I now
working on
see
it.
her. We're live on Facebook and I see her entered. She's in the Instagram live. So we're also live on YouTube, but maybe touch base with them. We got big guests tonight. We'll, just, see what's going on there.
For sure, for sure.
I was in Columbus this past weekend,
Okay.
at the Ohio State. That was exciting. It was cool. It was good weather.
Anything exciting happened there? You said it was exciting.
Yeah, well, just, a member of the US national team happened to show up and ball out. How about that? That
Well,
was
you probably hated that, didn't
cool.
you? You're like, oh, gross. American football
No,
players. Oh,
it's when it's Ohio's daughter, Izzy. She showed up. She just happened to be in Columbus after the Ohio State game the day before. And there was a small women's division on Sunday morning, and she put on a show for sure. She the championship game, she had four interceptions. One happened to be like behind the back, one-handed, 10 feet in the air. She did a handstand, then
wow.
went 30 yards, almost scored a touchdown on that one.
So let me
But
ask you this. So could we say she jumped 3.5 yards in the air for the catch? Because you said 10 feet and then 30 yards. Those are two different forms of measurement.
well, I just feel like it's an aspect of when you're talking about up and down, you use feet, and when you're talking about length, you use yards in the form of football. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking,
I'm
you
just
know, maybe you could have said she ran, you know, if she ran 30 yards, that's what, 90 feet? You could have said she ran 90. She ran to first base.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. She ran first base. Cool.
There you go.
But that doesn't make any sense because we're talking about football.
Yeah, right. So
Okay,
why would you
but
say that?
I don't know. All right. Well, sounds like, hey, we got a lot of people on Instagram right now. This is
Wow,
cool.
rock and roll.
But we do have our guest in here. So I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce him. I just want to say this. When we're talking superheroes, I feel like this is like Professor X kind of scenario here. So
I
I'm
mean,
excited. Go ahead and introduce.
I am too, man. I really think you know, there's people who say I do, but there's really people who get it done and do things for everybody else. And one of a really great friend of mine over the last few years, has become a really great friend. Candace is with him. Bring Dave, bring Candace, bring them both into the show. Is everybody here? Just Dave?
We got Dave.
Okay.
What's up, Dave?
What's up, man?
Hey, am I doing it right?
You're doing it right. How's it going?
Yeah.
All right. This is my first thing. Candace should be there. She just called me and said, you're not there. And I'm like, well, I can see ding dong. So I think I'm in the right spot.
Yeah. She got into the studio and then she exited. So I don't know.
She's coming back in. But now, she's coming.
Okay. Sounds cool. Good.
So, real quick, TD had a training thing. So he kind of had a bail. He didn't think he'd be available. So she's an upgrade anyway.
I mean, no arguments.
She'll probably talk a little more spicy anyway. You can get the dish. <out of her.
laughs> Sounds good.
Well, Dave, thank you for joining us tonight. Whenever we have a new guest, we just want to give you the chance to kind of share your origin story as it pertains to flag football. So, as we're waiting for Candace, go ahead and share, you know, what brought you to the game and what brought you here today.
Hi, so anyone that doesn't know who I am, my name is David Berg. I founded and started Shrooms Flag Football, I guess, in 2019. Reason for it, I started playing, I'll date myself here, most people know this, but I started playing flag in 1987 in college. I happened to play on a team that had won all U back in the day and were really good, and I went and tried out. You know, I played football through high school, was decent at it, and it just clicked, man. I love flag football from the very beginning. So played all the way through the college. I used to do the college nationals where you go. The tournaments back then were only a few, but I did all that. We played with triple threats. And flag pulling came really easy real quick. And I just fell in love with the sport. So, you know, forward on, I've been playing ever since then, competitively, since college and as an adult. Team I was with in Texas, we played 8-man screen. Pretty good. I played against all the legends you guys hear about in Texas. You know, kind of kept my own, you know, hold my own against them. I thought I was okay. But as I got to be 42, 43 years old and it started creeping up on me, you know, one day when I used to think I was the best guy on the field, I looked across the line like this. I'm like, hell, I'm the worst guy on the field. So I knew then it was time to reinvent myself, and I wanted to still stay relevant to the game. And I was like, what can I do? In my other life, I make products, and I do my other companies. I manufacture and, you know, small business and kind of come up with ideas. And I just kind of came up with the idea of the shroom because the old mushroom poppers, which is where the name comes from. I had an idea of if I made the connector different, I could make it, you know, better and last longer, control the pull pressure. And that's kind of where shrooms began. I just took it on a whim that if I sold a few thousand of them, or we did them in Texas back then, people were trying to make the knockoff old poppers and they'd break. And I was just like, I think I can make a better product. So I went out and tried it. I got a friend of mine, Brian, we both kind of founded the company, and, you know, we tried it for about a year with different molds. And when it came around and I got what the shroom is today, when I finally got it in my hand, when they sent it to me, I was like, I looked over at my friend and my wife and I walked in that night. I said, I just changed flag football. I knew that night when I popped it and we got it right, that the connector was going to elevate the game of what all the junk product had been. And that's what it started out, just flag football connectors. Thought it'd just be a hobby. And, you know, 6 years later, it's turned into a company. We now do the gamut of apparel and other stuff. And it's just, I mean, if you look at our flags, they say Shrooms Evolution. I knew the company would evolve into bigger and better things as we started to do it. And along the way, I've picked up a handful of employees, got them out of their day job to come work for us and be a full-time gig and hopefully do better for them than they would do in the, you know, what you'd call a regular job day to day. And that's kind of where we're at. We're based in Austin, Texas, for people that don't know. And I freaking love flag football. So.
There you go. Awesome. Well, let's bring in Candace now. There we go. How's it going, Candace?
What's up, Candace?
What's up, beautiful people?
Hey, so thanks for joining us. David was just sharing his origin story. We want to give you the chance to do the same. So what's your origin story as far as flag football goes?
Flag football. So I actually grew up playing little league tackle, you know, full contact. When I was young, there wasn't, all the flag football leagues that they have now. So you either had to play tackle or you just sat on the sidelines. So I grew up playing tackle, and then it wasn't until I graduated high school that the social league where I'm from, Waco, Texas, started a flag football 8-on-8 co-ed. So I actually started flag football 8-on-8 co-ed, and then one of the guys from there was playing in a travel co-ed league. So I got invited to go out there. And from there, that's when, if you're the new girl in co-ed, all of a sudden you got 15 guys coming up. Hey, you want to join my travel co-ed team? Hey, you know how to, as a girl in co-ed, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to get guys coming up. Hey, where are you from? Who you want to play with us? So from there, I started playing in the Dallas circuit. I started playing with Fred and Black and all them. So it's been probably 7 years now that I've been traveling around and playing. So
Yeah.
I actually played in the first women's FF World Championship Tour 5-on-5 tournament in Texas that they ever had. So that was pretty cool to be a part of like the first women's tournament. So,
Right.
but yeah,
Right.
besides that, just traveling and playing, I actually met Berg at one of my first 8-on-8 co-ed tournaments I played in. He actually walked up to me and he was just like, I mean, he pretty much straight up was like, I can see the way you move on defense that you're really good and you know what you're talking about. And from there, like me and him just built a relationship. And he, as soon as he's about to brag on me, he gets kicked off.
Totally boots.
He was about to,
Terrible timing.
Hey, there you go.
I got people calling me. Am I back on?
You're
Yeah,
on.
you're on.
Yeah,
You're
you're
good.
continue.
So
Brag
now
on me,
it's
brag
not
on me.
my earpods aren't in. So can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you're still
Yeah.
good.
So when I first saw Candace, I'll give you a claim. So Candace didn't play, start out playing quarterback. And the first time I saw her play was she's there. It was with one of our actually our previous teams called Crazy Cheetah. I watched her mannerisms
Real
and her
cool.
defense and catching, and I'm like, this is the smartest player I've seen since V and the best player. I mean, in three series, she had it. I could tell immediately watching her in three series, both defense and offense, of how smart she was and sitting down in the pockets, when she ran a route. I mean, she was playing safety for the co-ed team in eights. And I was just like, this is the most talented player I've seen, not even physically, just with the mental and the physical, putting herself in the right spot. You could see it immediately.
He's a busy man. He's a busy
He
man.
is.
So
He
they keep
is.
going. So
There we
but
go.
yeah, so he,
Well,
like I said, he that's what's so cool about Berg too, is he just genuinely loves flag football. So him not knowing anything about me, knowing me at all, he still just approached me and was like, hey girl, you got skills, and also showed me his product that he just came up with, and I was like, oh, this dude's awesome. So it definitely was like a welcome to the flag football world moment for me. People just genuinely nice, want to be a family. So it was dope.
yeah, so Bird, let me ask you this. When did you first start having teams go into the tournament?
Say that again.
When did you first start having teams go into and play at the tournament?
Just kind of as we had enough money to support them. We started out just being, buying some gear and that. And I mean, everyone thinks that we're even today, they think we're some huge company that can just shell out money and, we're so deep. And I wish that was more the case. I mean, we're doing pretty good, but it was really when either me personally wanted to do it or when I thought it was good and, to do the brand and start putting teams in. And it really started about the core group of guys that play here in Austin or San Antonio and that the whole Shrooms team is really the same core of people it's been for 4 years. We haven't really gone out and got the premier players, from different states or whatever. Every once in a while there's one or two and they do it, but most of it, the guys that play, especially on the guys, because Candace kind of leads up the girls or the ladies, but it was really just guys that wanted to play together. And we've never really tried to kick people off. We've never tried to upgrade. I mean, we've had a Shrooms A and a Shrooms B. And that started out that, it was a elite or a comp or maybe better than comp and more of a rec. And as they've gotten better, they've just become one of the better teams in the country. And it's because they play together. You know, and then some will cycle in and some cycle out, or we get some new people, such as TD a couple years ago. But really, I look at shrooms as family. We don't go try to, you know, recruit people to come play with us just to win a football game. I want them to enjoy playing with the brand, and because they want to play flag football and enjoy it. If they do, there's obviously perks that come with some expenses getting covered in that. But, you know, winning at all costs is not my intention and my goal. I don't want to look like crap, and we expend a lot of money. I want us to compete and do well. But if we lose a game, we lose a game. It just is what it is.
Berg, what do you pay players to play for you?
Less than others.
There was a phrase that you used years ago, man, and I've always respected you for it. And we were talking about it one day, and because people were talking about somebody asked about bringing a player, or a player asked what could they get to go to shrooms.
And you I know said, where you're going.
And we pay in friendship.
No, they said what's your contract? And my contract is friendship.
That's what it was. Okay, what's your contract?
Like, can I get a contract? I'm like, my contract's friendship.
Yep,
yeah, 100%. You remember it. I mean, our contracts are friendship. Now, I mean, we're going to Arlington. The players are going to Arlington. I'm putting them all up in lodging. I mean, I am. They're going to get a lodging paid. We go to Tampa, their lodging's paid. Probably deck out the place that they're staying with food and drink, and, you know, and we pay meals. They go out and eat. But I don't pay players to play. Pay. It's just a slippery slope, and it's just not there. If everyone's driving to a tournament, we do have a player that has to fly. If we need to help them out with a plane ticket, we do that. But I've never and if they win money, I mean, I was straight at Tampa. If they won money and it came out to split the people, it was $132 a player. Maybe I gave them $200 a player and bumped it up a little bit. But I've never wrote somebody a check for playing flex football, and I never will.
There you have it.
It's still a recreational sport. I mean,
absolutely.
It's getting close. I mean, Jacob, you know something. There's some things out there. It's getting close. And when it becomes a pro, thing, and it's really money, I mean, I don't know. I might step up and have part of that. But until it becomes truly a pro sport where it's intended to get paid, there's a line to where I think you cross, and I think it actually hurts the game. Parity is good.
Yeah, no.
Parity is great in flag football.
Yeah, and I can definitely tell the Shrooms has stayed a very Texas-oriented team, you know, and you know, there's another big name GM in Texas that has pulled a couple players from Shrooms, Jay High being one of them, ended up leaving, and things
back.
Like that.
Jay High's back. Jay High, there ain't enough money to keep Jay High away. Jay High's back with us.
Wow, okay.
The contract friendship was signed.
No, I mean, when Paul was willing to give Jay High a little bit more than I was, I mean, be straight. I mean, I was like, go, if that's what you need to do, go. You know, he caught some flack from our internal guys, but it's just, he felt he needed to do it. Plus he had some of the national guys on the team, which I think that was as much as the pull as anything, as he had just made the national team and it was his chance to play with Hoosh and all those guys. So I mean, I got it. But Jay High, now that he's a little bit established, has come back, and if he doesn't play every tournament with us, it's great. You know, we're picking up a couple of guys that are new to the team, I think, for Tampa that haven't played with us historically and have played with other teams, but they're not going to play with us in Arlington. Or at least one's not, and they're going to play with another team, which is fine. And as we get that in, you know, my biggest thing is just, I wouldn't call it loyalty, just honesty. If you're going to do something down the road here or there or there, just let us know, and don't let us know at the 23rd hour. And then when you do, don't think that you can go and come and it's just all going, you just get your spot back and like nothing's happened. I don't really hold a grudge, but if other people have come up in your place and they've kind of earned their spot, you don't just get it back.
Absolutely.
But the other thing I will say is people think like I pull the strings on the teams, and I don't. I really let those guys self-manage them. They'll come to me and ask me some questions, and I might put my input in. I tell everyone, I can't really get you on the team, but I can definitely take you off the team. If you do anything wrong that hurts the brand or something, it would be bad.
That's such a dad phrase. I love it.
But I don't, yeah. Because I don't know all the players. I don't know who's, yeah. I mean, I think there's a few people they're trying to recruit for Tampa that I don't I don't even know if I've heard their name, but I listen to the guys that tell me, you know, they ask me and I'm like, okay, they do what? And they're really good at DB. They're good at this. There was somebody, they said that he's a really good rusher. I'm like, we have really two good rushers as long as they're coming. So that doesn't help us. So we can't, right. He should be staking a spot just because he's a great guy and he's a great rusher when I think we have two really established ones now. So I might put my input on that, but I definitely do not control the rosters. I've got a couple of guys on there act as captains and they do it. And I let them, I'm not even in, they all have these group chats. I'm in zero of the group chats. I don't want to be in them. I don't want to listen. They cut up and do their stuff in their 8-man chats and 5-man chats. I'm not in any team chat of any player. So they can talk all the crap they want on me because I don't see it.
You don't want to be in those chats.
Yeah. So, but I mean, Candace can elaborate on our lifestyle or culture internally.
I was going to say, like, what's like, so as like you control the women's team, like what's the mindset for you when you're picking players, when you're trying to keep people to keep a core group together, and kind of the same thing on the women's side?
I think on the women's side, for me, you know, people spend their money and time and effort, and it has to mean something to you. Like it can't, and I think, you know, as flag football continues to grow and get bigger and everyone wants to hop around and play with different teams and just, you know, chase rings. It's like, yeah, but what does it mean to you? Like, what it has to mean more than just like, oh, going and taking a picture with the ring. Like, for me, like, we genuinely want to be great. In the culture at Shrooms, like, we want to create great things and be great genuinely. So, like, on the women's side, like, we've had the same core since we started Lady Shrooms.
Right.
And so... And I think the most important thing about a team is having a core. And so the girls on our core, they genuinely want to be where they're at. And they know that, you know, we continue to build and add the pieces we need that we can beat anybody. And if you don't have a core, I'm sorry, you don't have a chance. Like, you're not going to build a super team on the women's side. It's not going to happen. You got to have chemistry at some point. So I think with our core and then adding younger pieces, like I said, we can beat anybody. And our goal, anytime we play, the expectation is to win. Yeah. And that's genuinely what we want to do. So
any new signings or new players you want to tell us about? Hot take?
We got a couple new girls that y'all see in Arlington. So I think there's so some really this. That, well, like I said, there's a lot of talent on the women's side, and a few girls who just didn't have a home, you know, a permanent home. They've been picking up with teams, and I think if you want to come play with Shrooms, like, I'm as QB, like, I do demand a lot from the girls. Like, I do expect, like, perfection, and I as from myself as well. And so making sure that it's a right fit when you come and play with us, that you're not going to just play one time. Like, if you're going to play with us, like, we do expect to continue and build off playing with each other. So, and creating that family dynamic. So we won't just pick up anybody. We do have expectations for who we pick up, and you're also representing a brand, you know? So
Absolutely. For
me, I take it very seriously that you're wearing Shrooms on your chest. So you have to represent the brand as well. It's not just, you know, you can act how you want and all that. So all of that comes into play when playing with Lady Shrooms. So
for sure.
We do, yeah. Y'all I think y'all like the roster though when it comes out. Y'all like it a lot. Yeah.
I'm excited about it. I mean, if y'all don't really know,
I'd pick that over anybody.
Candace got injured, so she kinda, you know, rehabbed for a couple of years. That's why, I mean, she was at kind of the top of the game. She kind of got hurt. Then some other things had broken up. And then, you know, she just wanted to wait her time. And I mean, I remember her telling me she was never going to play again. I'm like, yeah, you are. And so she's finally come and gotten that spark back to play. And I'm excited because if y'all are, I mean, you know, everyone's like, women's this. I mean, and Candace can attest to this. When I first started Shrooms, I put all my focus on women. Ambassadors, we had women ambassadors. We didn't have men ambassadors. Why aren't you doing men? Because you guys get to play. They don't. I put all my focus in the women. We had a core group, and they're still out there. They're special ladies. We had a group of them, and including Candace. And we didn't have that much money back then, but, you know, gave them $100 gift certificate, gave them some free swag, you know, when they made the tournament, little stuff, but wanted to showcase them just because I knew that's where the game was going to go. And then everybody started doing it. And I just like, okay, we're going to pull that back a little bit. I don't, you know, need to be trying to do it with everyone. And then Candace got hurt, so the team didn't really play for a couple years. And now she's got it revved back up. And we talk about it. Same thing. She tells me who's on there. I don't know them all, but when I see the sparkle in her eye, and Bree works for us too, if y'all don't know, she's back. And I know what that means. When she gets locked in, they're going to make some noise. So,
I'm good.
Anyway,
for sure. Now, speaking of recovering from injuries and things like that, how's the 45 plus team looking, Berg? Are you guys going to be able to bring it back to Tampa? Or,
well, first off, Ant, I'm 55 plus, so I still can. And I watched some of them 45 plus last year. I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? I mean, I'm 56, and I still, last year I was like, I got more in the tank than some of you guys. last year I actually was playing with I talked about the screen team. I was playing sevens with a team called Headhunters and some of my guys playing, and I didn't even get to play with my own team because I was over there, and we won sevens in Tampa. Unc thankfully caught us a bunch of young kids to play defense, and all of us, we use an offense called Stacks. And I mean, my quarterback, he's been around forever. He's one of the better ones in Texas. People are just like, they look at us like, man, you need us on offense. I'm like, no, we don't. Just let us do it.
Yeah.
And we scored 18 times out of 20 on offense. But we're older. We couldn't handle these young kids on defense. So we did a great mixed team, and we ended up winning it. But long story short is I didn't get to play. Literally had the conversation today with Unc because I see like 10 teams and I don't even know who they are. And I'm like, is the shroom team in or are we out? So I was told today we are keeping the team. And
yes, sir.
I now have a head coach and a GM and a lead player that I told them, go make the best team you can.
Good Lord.
So better than we did last year.
There we go.
And I think it's going to be, I mean, if you guys saw and watched it, I know we're old, but man, I thought it was for coming out of the blocks. I thought it was a competitive division for a bunch of.
That was a fun division.
It was fun to watch, and all the egos were gone. All of us, everyone thinks that we were old like we've always been old. I'm like, guys, we did all this when we were your age. So for the chance for us to get out and kind of be, you know, the higher level of players in our own division, it's a fun one weekend to do it. And I'm really glad they did it.
It was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, something to be said when all of a sudden Pat Alley comes walking out with a sleeveless shirt.
Guns out.
Trying to act like he can still – yeah, exactly. Guns out, and he's acting like he can cover anybody. But
if you saw our jerseys, they were 1970s because all of us were – I was born in the 60s, but I knew all of them were born in the 70s, so I made some kind of that 70s show jersey. I'm like, you guys are getting 70s jerseys.
Right, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's really cool. All right, I got to put you guys on the hot seat a little bit. That's what we do here in Class Running. So, Berg, I don't know if you got to run. Sounds like TD wants to get into the show a little bit, and Candace, maybe you can stick around and talk a little bit more women with us. But let's get into the hot seat.
I'll drop off and let them talk all the stuff they can.
All right, cool. So first and foremost, Berg, who's the most underrated player in flag, your opinion?
Underrated?
Yeah.
God, man, the bad thing is I don't know all these kids and guys that the one that I want to see come around. I'm hearing a lot about, and I don't know anything about him, never met him in that, but is who is the QB kid? I say kid just because of me. Vibe?
Tone?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything I'm hearing about him is he's only got upside, and he hadn't played all the styles and all that. It's Noah Brickley, young kid. Yeah. But I don't think he's underrated. I mean, I think it. Nope.
I agree. Oh.
All right, Bird cut out again. Candace, to you. So you have to pick one receiver, Candace, It's the last play of the game. You guys are down. You got to score on this. What receiver are you throwing the ball to?
Okay. And it's there's no question it's Brianna Hernandez Silva. Okay. She's the best player in the country because she can play any position at any time and you do not lose that drop off. But on top of that, I don't know if y'all got to see her play like in live game action.
Yeah.
But the playmaking ability, it's just the playmaking ability.
Yeah.
So if you have a play that you have to have and it's the last play, it's going to get made. And that's the thing, even with her size, she can go up and get a ball, contested catch in traffic at the same time. Like if it's short of the goal line, she can make that move to get into the game, into the end zone. So I don't know if y'all know, like when we beat Apex Twin aired out in Vegas, she scored the game winning touchdown and like duck walked like between three people to score that touchdown. But I do have a second one I have to say too, because I have.
It's getting cooler.
Because in some form, it's getting a little cooler. I have to say it because last year in Tampa, I didn't have Bree in one of my formats, and then it's Angela Villarreal. Like I know y'all had to see Angela play at some point. Same situation in. Like I said, we're playing against Apex in non-contact to go to the semis. Like I said, we're down 7-0 last play of the game. And like I said, I give Andrew the ball one-on-one. She just, boom, muscles the girl, catches it. We go for two. Angela, I'm coming right back to you. And then she just beats the corner on the crossing route to catch it and win the game. Like, that's another girl that she's just gonna make the play.
Yeah.
And it's gonna happen. She can moss you. She can run by you. Hands. That's the thing. If you're playing receiver for me, I expect no drops. You're not gonna drop the ball.
Yeah. I can't say that because Bree works for me, so I couldn't bring that up. But I'd be of her. We see it every day and see what she does. And she's on the national team. I mean. What she can do in all facets, she can throw, she can snap, she can play linebacker, she can catch, she can outrun you. Her breakaway speed, same thing with that. Her, when she grabs the ball on turns, she's got the acceleration that I haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, her time is going to continue to elevate on the scene, and she's going to be, Jacob, let's go back to this. 2 years ago, there was a guy that came out and played in our league in Leander. This cat came out, had these braids all the way down to here. He came out with his brother, and he hadn't played flag football ever. And he hadn't played tackle football in 6 years. And he got the heck out of him. But he came out here, and I'm like, okay, that cat's pretty fast. Back up, whatever. But then he jumps. He goes up for a ball, and he jumps. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And I told Roach that works for me, I said, go find him out. It was TD. Immediately, as soon as he jumped in the air and he went up 1,900, you know, stories and he never came down, I'm like, he needs to play.
Yeah.
And I introduced him to Pat and to be the best player in the USA in 2 years. And he didn't get the national team the year in the invite because he was brand new to flag football. He'll get on here and tell you. But Roach, I saw him his first game. I'm like, this guy's incredible. You can see it right away. So just like he was underestimated, you know, or not known about, Bree's going to find her time, and so is Angela. And I think you're going to hear about them on the women's side here in the next year or two is going to be their year to shine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jacob, you got a question for Bert?
Let's see.
Nice sweatshirt.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's awesome sweatshirt.
I was saying, a good pal might hook me up with that. All right, Dave. Midnight, going down to the fridge.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Was that what you going to say?
What is it, Candace?
I was going to say either cookies or queso.
Yeah, queso and chips.
Chips and queso. That man can put down some chips and queso.
Right on, right on.
I'm a snapper
now. So
okay, cool. It's gotta be a 9:30 snack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that means I've woken up and I'm going to the fridge to grab something because the nights I stay up till 12, man, the next day is not done. Yeah. You guys will be there one day.
Like yeah, especially with queso at midnight. That's rough.
Yeah. That
yeah. But no, I appreciate y'all having us on. I hope it's entertaining. I don't know.
No, absolutely.
I will say, is that TD getting ready to get on here?
One of you guys just has to send him the link. He said he could jump on. So, Berg, if you want to exit and
But I just want to say on behalf of if anyone's watching this, Shrooms, Candace, company, even people that aren't, I mean, there's enough flag football out there for everyone. So, you know, competitors and all that, some people are like, well, what do you think about this? I'm like, I mean, I worry about what we do. If we do what we do work right, everything else takes care of itself. So I am genuinely appreciative for all the support that we've received from flag football locally, actually as well. So this is not on purpose. I have to stay humble on here and be great. It is a culture. It's what I do believe. And giving back in the form of this company and being able to still love the game, it's been cool. So I am sincerely flags from us. Just if you think we're doing the right thing and you acknowledge, say they're doing it right, it means the world to us.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, you guys are first class. I mean, you know, we'll keep talking to Candace obviously after this, but if you've become a really good friend, and you know, I always look at like I try to separate business and friendships, and this one it's over the years, and you know, have great quality products, great everything. But on the flip side, you're just a great human being too. So I
can't. And that was not paid for.
I know, you know, the flag community as a whole. It was not. If it is, it'll be paid.
There you go.
So.
There you go. All right, let me drop off.
Yeah, contracts and friendship.
Hey, Ant, I appreciate you as well too. I've known Ant back from a few with his teams in Colorado and that. So I appreciate you as well. And I mean, thank y'all for inviting me. It was
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely.
Let me drop off. I will text TD. I'll get him on here in just a second.
Good.
All right, cool.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, and Candace, make sauce it up.
I'll sauce it up. I got you.
All right. Candace, you brought it up because I've been waiting, knowing you were coming on tonight. I wanted to talk to you about this game because to me, this was like the best championship game of this year. The Vegas aired out. I mean, I was front row. I was repping on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, buddy.
I felt like Apex, you know, they've just continued to, like, they had so many national team players on their roster. They were playing good all day, you know, and I hadn't seen y'all on my field at all. I had seen Apex a few times. There were other solid teams in the bracket. But then we get to the championship game, and I just want to give you the opportunity to kind of share, like, because it really did cut. It came down to how you and Lacey managed the clock, managed your offense. So talk to me about that game.
So that tournament was interesting. Like I said, we have a core group, and the toughest thing in any captain or QB will tell you, the toughest thing is which tournaments can you get all your girls to? Yeah. And Vegas was not one of them for us. You know, we had five girls that could come, and then we picked up a couple just to, you know, have bodies. I think we ended up with seven that game, like, or that tournament. But for us, man, honestly, like, whoever we play, we feel the exact same way. As far as we are in control of winning the game, because I genuinely believe that we can score every drive. Obviously, I'm not a defensive player anymore. So, like, you know, for me, I'm like, I don't care who's on defense. Like, I'm going to score the ball. Like, That's genuinely how I feel. And honestly, that game did come down to, I think we scored every drive, both teams. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but I think both teams scored almost every drive, but maybe one. And I think that's how we ended up winning. But obviously, like I said, I was just I've learned to be very, very patient. So when I first started playing QB, I wanted to be Tony Romo, and I wanted to just take the ball and throw the go, throw the post, make the rusher miss, you know, just make a big play. What I learned about air it out specifically is, like, genuinely it's very hard to stop a patient air it out offense. And so I just kept telling myself and the girls, like, hey, we just have to take what they give us. I mean, like I said, Linnea and Ashley Edwards on the other side, like, they have a lot of chemistry. I think they had Sarah playing safety that game. And so those are girls who will make you feel like stuff's open and then go take the ball. So I just knew to be very patient. And, you know, all my receivers with Ariel, Angela, and Bree, I think Leilani was center that game. They just want to win. And so whatever they're going to do whatever it takes to win. So no receiver likes hearing curl out. Sit. They're just like, at some point, they're like, just throw it a go. Throw me the go. Like, you know, they want to eat. But I think genuinely they all want to win. And so they were all very patient and just taking what we give us.
Yeah.
So I think in championship games, that's what it's about. You just have to play patient and just genuinely take what they give you. We did that almost to perfection that game.
Yeah. So, and ultimately, Ace Tech left you time on the clock to be able to march down the field. You managed it correctly. You got out of bounds when you needed to. And I have to say, like, throwing the ball to Bree short of the end zone was not what Apex was expecting. And then she pulled off some spin and dance and just barely got into the end zone. And, like, you know, all four officials saw the same thing. And we were like, yep, touchdown, game over.
We watched it back. There's no knee down.
No.
There's no knee down.
Knee down.
We watched it back. It was straight up a touchdown. But
cool. Well, it looks like TD joined us. Oh, he went away. Where'd he go? Maybe he'll come back on. He was there and then he wasn't.
Again, just with air it out now, kind of as a relevant format, you really play it all. You contact, non-contact, air it out. What when you if you signed up, you said this is first priority. This is what I want to do. What are you picking?
I think now I would probably say gauntlet.
Okay.
And then back in the OG format, seven girls, same
state.
Like, I don't know if y'all remember when Gauntlet first came out, we won every single time Gauntlet was in there because we liked the idea of, like, only having seven.
Yeah.
We have to play both ways. You get to jam accumulation of all the formats. And we're like, if we win this, we prove that we can win any format. And that, in a way, like, we can do it all. So back in the day, it was Gauntlet. And then I'd probably say non-contact because that was the most popular format besides that. But now I genuinely think air it out in Olympic, it's going to be the main priority.
Yeah.
Because you got to prove that you can beat not only, you know, this country, but other countries too.
Yeah.
And so I want to beat everybody. So I want to play wherever the other countries are playing. They can get the smoke too. So I want to play all of them.
Have you thought about taking one of the teams over overseas to another?
Oh yeah, we're planning on it. We're planning on it. We want to play everybody.
That's awesome. So. This man's he's literally on the field.
Oh, he's got his tripod set up.
There he is. I'm here. What's happening?
Who is that?
What's going on?
What up, DD?
Yeah, I had to get started on my next session. So when I said Abby earlier, I was on a break.
Oh, man. Okay. No worries.
I can multitask.
You just keep doing your thing. We're going to keep talking to Candace. Yeah. So, Candace, I guess, you know, I've got to ask you then, because you said you want that OG gauntlet. So, who are the six players?
Ooh. So, if I go OG, so you have to be from live in Texas. Let's see. Me, Bree, Angela, Ariel, Linnea. That's five. Ashley Clam was on my World Championship Gauntlet team. I would take Ashley back, but I know she's Game Changer, so she probably would pick Game Changer.
Is she Florida now, though?
She's technically Florida, yeah.
But this is your team, so if you, they all have to say yes when you ask for this situation.
That's true. Okay, so I got five right now.
Yep, you got five.
Yeah.
So I gotta have. I'm gonna take Landry. She's my corner now. I trust her. I trust her because you gotta have two people who will just play defense, or at least one who just play defense. Yeah. So I would take Landry to play corner. And did I say like Lonnie?
Yes, you did. She was your fifth. Wait.
Write this down.
No, you said Vanessa.
Angela. Ariel.
Ariel.
Linnea. Bree. Leilani. And then Landry. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's seven.
There you go. Okay, I like it. I want us to bring that old school back. Like,
that's the only way to play it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think maybe if it went back to that, Gauntlet would get the hype that it had again. Like, remember those Friday night Gauntlet games?
Were super cool. Yeah, no, I wish it would go back. And I think it should be single elimination. Yeah. I don't think it should be full play. I think it should be single elimination. You're going straight. I know people, obviously, they don't want to. It sucks to pay for a format and get one game, but
right.
I don't know if you shouldn't think you're gonna lose.
That's true.
But that's just me. I like the one game.
Yeah, for sure. The one game was fun. It made things more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, and it was more of a, like, I know that there were sometimes, like, some comp and gauntlet brackets, but generally it was, like, it was always a pro bracket, and so,
yeah,
everybody showed up, like, we're gonna be the team that's gonna win this, so, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, you said now you're gearing towards Olympics. What do you like about that format? The rules are a little bit different. What do you like about that division?
I think as far as the Olympic division, I like it because I think at this point, four downs is becoming, you know, what everyone is used to with the, you know, IFAF, pretty much four downs, and that is going to be the format for the Olympics. And then I think the kids, like I said, in the NFL flag, when they start playing, they get four downs to the midfield.
Mm-hmm.
You can punt or not, but I think four downs is going to be the expectation in most, you know, tournaments you play in. So also as a QB, I love four downs.
Like that's, yeah, naturally.
That's awesome. Right. You go from playing like four downs to non-contact. If you have to play like air out or Olympic first and then non-contact, you get a non-contact and you're like, why can't we score? Because you just like never get the first down,
right.
And so you just that extra down when you go to non-contact. But no, four downs, it's just like it's just almost impossible to stop. That's why it's impressive. Like if you get into those playoff games and championship games, and defenses are getting stops, it's like, man, they're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Because four downs, like you should be able to get a first down and at least get into fourth and goal.
Yep.
So, And then the Olympics, it's cool that you still get to do throwbacks, handoffs, runs, and all that, you know. So right. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. How about the side snap? Have you put that in your playbook at all?
We actually practiced that. We went to Dallas not too long ago and scrimmaged the China national team.
Okay. Yeah.
So we actually threw that in there a little bit. I like it a lot. You got a girl in the slot who can throw, side snap to her, she can square up, and then also still use the throwback. It's cool. I think it's creative. So
it's already like the red zone is impossible at times to stop for a defense. Mm-hmm. But you add that snap, side snap into it. It's like it throws the defense off, the rusher off enough where you're gonna score.
There's the era of just being athletic and being able to hop in and play flag is going away. You gotta be smart now. Like you gotta know what you're doing. Because if you're out there and you're in pro and you think that, oh, I'm fast, I can jump, yeah, that's going to take you, kind of far. But if you want to be elite, you got to know what you're doing.
Right.
And understand, like, if this happens, this is how I respond. If this happens, this is how. You got to know what you're doing at this point.
Yeah, I've talked about, like, the evolution of how men's games used to be, especially, like, when Aired Out first came out. The games were like 42-40. You were scoring every single drive. Now the offenses will use all eight downs. They use the entire play clock every play. And sometimes each team only gets one drive of a half. It's a very different style. It's totally evolved. How do you feel like the offense in women's game has evolved?
I think kind of it's similar in a way. Like you used to get – you know, pretty much the same defenses, you know, you get like a box defense and then, you know, they switch to a man. But I think now the evolution of the offense is even if you have a matchup you like on the outside, it's still low percentage at the end of the day. So if you've got a decent rusher coming at you and then, you know, a corner who can turn and burn with your one-on-one, you may like the matchup, but it's still very low percentage. And if you don't get a completion, it just makes it that much harder to get the first down. So I think the evolution of the game is, you know, QBs having to be a little more patient, taking the shorter stuff, and then being really efficient on third or fourth down to get across. But if you're a team who's going to chunk up deep balls all game, you know, that's the teams we want to play against. We want to play against QBs who want to throw a deep because you're not going to complete very many of them. You're going to have to just make an amazing play. You're going to have to moss us. But it's like I said, I'd rather us play against teams who want to throw it deep than teams who are willing to be patient and just pick you apart.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How different is the style of the Canadian teams compared to American teams?
Timing.
Timing.
Those girls have timing. Like they, like I said, they may not have, you know, super quick receivers or shifty or, you know, even just, you know, elite, you know, athleticism. But what they have is the QB is going to catch it, square up, and hit a spot. And the receiver is going to be there. And so defensively, you can't wait for somebody to come to you. Like, you have to understand that they're going to find space and the ball is going to be there. So being ahead of what you're seeing, almost. But they are timing, and even on their deeper routes, the QB's throwing it before they break. And the receiver knows when to break. They know the angle to get to. So it just seems so fluid in what they're going to do. We're a little more like catch it, take a jab step, roll out, you know, a little more backyard, even with our body language, right? Like we're a little more backyard style. And they are very smooth. So
I can see that.
No, for sure. All right, let me get back into these hot seat questions because I feel like you turned the seat cold like almost in our first question, and I didn't like that. So,
I can be a little pissed.
So let's try it again. The boss is gone. You know, you don't got to worry about, you know, being PC. Let's just answer it. I know Jacob's got some questions as well, so me and him are going to go back and forth. Okay. All right. So first and foremost, don't talk about like the time that you put on Instagram. If you line up right now, what's your 40?
40 time?
Yeah.
I mean, how much time do you have? What's my max time that I can have? That's probably what it is.
I guess it would take you.
What's your 40 time going to be right now?
Yeah, so that's the thing about, so like Berg said, when I first started, I played a lot of receiver, played a lot of linebacker. And then when I got into women's, you know, there was no QBs. I mean, it was the OGs. It was, you know, you had Vanita and a couple of other QBs that came from the tackle side who had been playing. So when I came over to the women's, I had to play QB, which I played QB growing up, but, you know, I hadn't played QB in a long time. So transitioning into QB, man, once you get back there and you don't have to run around a whole lot and you don't have to, you know, run goes and post all the time, you start getting a little statue,
mm-hmm.
you know, like – in the pocket. So I don't do a whole lot of sprinting anymore. But I'll say this. If I do take off, I still got my hips. I got some hips. So I'll get upfield.
All right, Jacob, what do you got?
All right. Name one rule that you absolutely hate in flag football.
Okay. I'm a QB. All
right.
Obviously, I hate impeding the rush.
Okay.
I absolutely hate it. We'll literally have an amazing play, and it never fails that impeding happens on that play. Never fails. I totally get it. Like, everyone should be protected, especially someone running full speed like the rusher. But yeah, that's my least favorite rule. It sucks for both positions. It sucks for the center and it sucks for the rusher.
Yep. Yeah.
So least favorite rule by far.
Yeah, and I think. In general, when we ask that question, most everybody says impeding. So I think about, like, what is the alternative? How else do you protect the rusher who, mm-hmm. like you said, is going full speed without having something there that's, you know, it's a unique rule in the sense that
yeah.
you're not looking for contact. You're looking for a hesitation, you know?
100%, so, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I played in the Dallas circuit when I first got there, and there was guys who knew exactly how to get an MP in the rush call. And so that also, you know, forms your opinion when you have guys, and even, you know, in the women's game now, like, if it's a big play, I guarantee that defense is huddling up, figuring out how to possibly get mm-hmm. an MP in the rush call.
Yeah.
And so, you know, trying to, especially if it's a bunch play in, on the goal line, they're like, hey, we're going to try to get the MP in the yeah. rush call. So. Yeah. It, but yeah. at the same time, like, you got to play with the rules. So,
yeah,
definitely.
It's tough.
Speaking of rushers, who is the rusher that you least like going against? Like, you know, when they line up against you, you're like, oh, great, I am gonna have to use my hips a lot today.
I'm gonna be honest, guys. I don't have one.
What? No. Turn me. There we go.
I'm gonna be honest. I've gotten really good at timing. So like I don't see the rusher a whole lot. Like I don't. And I'm really in sync with my girl, so I feel confident about, you know, when to let go of the ball and stuff. I don't see the rusher a whole lot. The last rusher, and it was early on when I played QB, that really would get on me, and she really honestly helped me grow a lot as QB was Crystal Winters.
Okay.
When she was rushing back in the day, I was like, I'm playing Crystal. Like, I gotta.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, the route's gonna be a little shorter, okay? Like, okay. I gotta get all the right, ball out. But
all right, we got an answer out of you. Okay, I can accept that. Jacob, you got another question?
Yep. All right. So, if you watch the SpongeBob, who's the favorite SpongeBob character?
I mean, SpongeBob, hands down. Greatest character on Nickelodeon by okay. far.
Right.
But besides SpongeBob, I'd probably go Patrick. You know, he's just a chill guy and he's himself. You know. I respect Patrick's honesty.
There you go.
Okay. Patrick's honesty. I like that. Yeah. Okay. What team in women's flag do you think is the most underrated?
Underrated team? I'd say us.
Oh, okay.
I say us. I hear a lot of people talking, you know, about women's flag football. I don't hear us get talked about a lot. And I know, like I said, to Berg's point, like I got hurt for a while, but before we were still making noise, before I got hurt.
Yeah.
And came back last year, you know, two semifinals games. Not a whole lot of thought. With girls that hadn't played together a whole lot. So I think it's us.
Okay. That's a good answer. So, Mount Rushmore quarterbacks in the women's game.
So four.
Yep.
Obviously, Vanita.
Okay.
This is tough. Do y'all have four off the top of your head? Do you already have yours?
No.
No.
You know, I would dip into international players.
Well, of course, you would. He doesn't pick any of the U.S. players.
That's fair. If you just look at the women's game, how many championships? You want to look at how many championships like each quarterback has?
Sure.
Right, like. I mean, Lady Venom won a lot of championships in women's flag football, and Candy doesn't get talked about a whole lot.
Yep.
That Lady Venom system worked really well, and she ran that system great.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, she didn't get talked about very much. I think, like I said, that system was really good. I don't know. That's tough. There's not a lot of women quarterbacks that have been around a long time that have stayed consistently played. So, I don't know.
Who do you think are a couple, you know, two or three under 25 quarterbacks?
Under 25?
Yeah, like, you know, up and coming that they are, like, down the road, they will be that now.
I think Macy.
Yep.
I think Macy, if she plays, she'll be really good. Keeps playing QB. I think obviously Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, how old is everybody? trying to see, because some of these girls are young. The QB that was the QB for the 17U national team, you know her name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about, though.
I got to watch her play at the Select Bowl the year I went, and I thought her game was awesome. I don't know. We're in that weird phase where the young girls who have been playing are finally getting old enough that they're going to start playing in women's ball. So I think within the next, 4 years, we're going to have a way better idea of who's legit here versus who has got kind of a cupcake youth schedule and, you know, now they're some big dogs. Right. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see how that all turns out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Marley's still under 25, right? Isn't she only 23? Because I think she started
so young. She started women so young.
So I think
Marley's a baller too.
Yeah. But I don't know, is Val who you were talking about? Was she 17 a couple years ago or
no, it wasn't Val. I don't think Val played for USA in youth. It was a youth USA quarterback.
Okay.
For the 17U. I'm not sure her name. But she was a baller.
Yeah, but I definitely think that just as far as how it goes with women's flag is that now that it's a sanctioned sport and every state adds it as a sanctioned sport, like the competition of the younger women that are coming up is going to be at a whole other level that we haven't experienced.
Yeah, well, you're going to get to see the actual evolution of the game because there's been so many girls who can play receiver and DB but hadn't had a girl who can get them the ball. And so now you're going to get to see some real ballers get to shine because they'll have a QB who actually gives them, you know, good reps when that has not been the case. A lot of girls are, you know, in comp that probably could play pro as a receiver, a DB, linebacker, rusher, but, you know, they don't have a quarterback. So they got to go play with whoever they can to try to get reps.
Right.
So I'm excited for the next generation of QBs to come out and give everybody reps.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Who's the worst dressed player on your team?
Worst dressed?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to say it's not a girl. It's Jonathan Taylor, a.k.a. the JT. A.k.a. Coach JT. Definitely got no swag.
Okay.
All the ladies got swag.
I will accept that only if you send me a picture of an example of him being the worst dress.
I got you. I will send it to y'all right when we get off this. I have a picture in mind.
All right. Jacob, you got another question? Okay, I got, let's see here. The last question, the one that everybody hates answering, but I need an answer. Only one player. Who's your favorite teammate?
Favorite teammate? Ooh, that's tough. So, I'll take my clear biases out. But I think for me, it's Ariel Blair. Like I said, she's been with me the longest since we started Lady Shrooms. And through, you know, me getting injured and even her injuries and different things that she went through, like, I think we both knew, like, no matter what, that, like, we're going to ride together. So I appreciate her as a teammate a lot for – she could have went and played with anybody, and, you know, she didn't. So I think – like I said, she's obviously a part of our core, and she's a baller. Like I said, she made the 18 last year, and she definitely deserves to be where she's at right now. So I think she's definitely probably like my longtime favorite teammate.
There you go. That's a good answer.
They're still rocking with me. So
there you go. Well, you're off the hot seat. I appreciate you answering all those.
It went too high. That went too high.
But we appreciate you joining us tonight. And you know, we got, what is it, 2 weeks now before Arlington? So I'm excited to see what Shrooms is going to bring. You know, like you said, you guys are pretty underrated. A lot of people, they talk about women's flag teams. Maybe you guys get mentioned at like 4 or 5 or something like that. So this is your guys' time to shine. You got home field advantage, all of that. So, we appreciate you joining us, Club Candace.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry, TD and Bert, too busy bodies. So
hey,
I wish they could have hopped on and
entertained you. We got the MVP, though, so it's all good.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I appreciate y'all, though. Y'all are awesome.
Appreciate you, Candace.
All right.
We'll see y'all in Arlington.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know Clockett, Jacob? You know,
no,
Clockett?
No, I know Clock's running.
Yeah. That should be our brain rock catchphrase, Clockett.
Clockett, Clock's run. That's really 6'7". 6'7".
6'7".
That was one of my Halloween costumes this year.
I saw that. Yeah. Did you see the video of, like, a basketball game where, like, the team scored 67 points and the whole crowd erupted like it was the most important thing in the world.
Oh, no. Is it like when they said chicken jockey for Minecraft?
It's kind of getting out of control like that. Yeah. Oh,
great. Here we go.
I mean, I guess this is the comparison that keeps getting brought up, and I guess we can be thankful that it's 6'7" and not 6'9" anymore.
Whoa, man. Jordan's not on the show. No. You're right. Absolutely. It could be. Yeah. Could you imagine that?
Yeah. Well, I lived it in the early 2000s. Every time 6'9" got mentioned, everybody, oh! But as I said, we got 2 weeks to Arlington, so you know we might stick around with this theme of some of the Texas kind of players, people, big time names, things like that. Who knows? This was an amazing show, though.
Absolutely,
I'm so thankful for Berg coming on and truly like. I remember, you know, when I was running the team, having a conversation with him and him explaining to me like, oh yeah, we patented this and, you know, this is new to the flag football world and everything like that. And so it's cool to see. I mean, now it's Shrooms is everywhere. You see it in, you know, the Euros. I think half the teams had Shrooms flags on. I mean, it is totally taken over. That's awesome, and for him to have sponsored athletes now and staff that are flag players, like it's amazing.
Yeah, he's done something with the game that really, you know, it's not comparable. Like there's next to nobody, you know, competitor or just in general like that is doing what he's doing. It's been really good to become a friend of his, and you know I've learned a lot from him over the last couple of years, and spending time talking to him and getting to know him and you know understand how he does things and stuff like that. So I couldn't be more thankful for him. And it's like he was talking to me a couple of years ago about, you know, a player looking for a contract, and he said the contract's friendship, and I took that to heart. So I feel like he's a genuine dude, and there's not a whole lot there. I hate to say it like that, but there can be not genuine people in flag football, and he is the exact opposite. He is a completely just a truly a genuine person.
Yeah, most definitely. And I know TD's a busy man. He's you know, and honestly, I think I gotta blame you, Jacob. I think he's still holding kind of a grudge because you didn't know who he was like a year and a half ago.
Who is it? Candace was great getting a funny story, and I was gonna bring it up when they were both on. We didn't get an opportunity. One of my first interactions with both of them together was when we were in Chicago Nationals, and there was a big roster checking in the gauntlet, and there was a lot going on, and everybody got really animated, but we all came back down and like figured it out and got it all right, and it was just a fun time. It was when I was just first starting out as you know, over the official. So I was trying to figure things out and trying to work through stuff, but we had a good time. And like I said, years later, we've all become good friends and, you know, can spend hours talking about nothing. So,
yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, definitely. I'm so thankful for Candace, and I'm glad that she got to like kind of break down that game.
Yeah.
That honestly, I keep bringing it up, but like that was such a fun game, not only to officiate, but just to be able to witness. You know, I had Dr. Lance Liu, LDL, yelling at me the whole time and keeping me in line.
Sounds about
but
right.
But we, as officials, we really didn't have to do much that game. Like it was just top-notch talent on both sides of the ball, and they were there to just, you know, they both wanted to win. Not a lot of trash talk. They just were, you know, meticulous. Like she said, they both scored basically every drive, and unfortunately Apex just didn't run the clock out. You know, they gave Candace enough time for her to win that game. So,
well, that would be fortunate for Candace, not unfortunate. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Lacey's
from she's from Colorado. I gotta.
Your bias is showing. That was my Patrick. I don't do impersonations. But if I did.
Oh, okay.
If I did, I'd do a Jason Statham, you know, thinking about what you just said. Just, all right, that was like I said, I don't do impersonations.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my fault. Hey, just real quick, some quick shout outs to who's on Instagram. Bell, we got Mike Tatum. I got to see him ball out a little bit this weekend. Yeah. You know, Rock was on a little earlier. We've had a lot of people checking out the show. We appreciate cool. that.
Right on.
You know, what do you got going on coming up in the world of North Carolina?
So next weekend we, you know, I cannot talk tonight.
Okay, this I guess nothing.
This is bad. Yeah, apparently nothing. No, next weekend, me and the Camel City guys, we'll go down and we'll work the Charlotte Turkey Bowl. We do it every year. It's for a good cause. We'll go officiate that, and then we'll, you know, the week after we're all in Arlington. So, you know, it'll be not all of us, but you know. The ones who will be there will be there. And the ones who won't be there. That's kind of how that
is. Mate, like, yeah, you're just dropping wisdom tonight. I get it, man. Completely. It's yeah.
A polar bear right there on my shoulder.
What? A polar bear?
It's my polar bear.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Polar bear.
Real quick, before we finish, I just want to talk about this. And I don't know why this is still an issue with rules. But can we just talk about like why people think that penalties are different for a PAT? Like, why does that come up all the time? Is that
I caught it? No, that's dumb. Penalties don't change. If it's a loss of down, it's a loss of down. If it's a replay of down, it's a replay of down. If it's an automatic first, you're just gonna mark the yardage off and replay the down. It's an extra point. Penalties don't change. It's still the same penalty.
Yeah, where is that? Like,
what are you doing?
I just don't get it. It just, like, it's a question at all. It's like that question always comes up, and then the whole question of if I flag guard after I've gotten the first, is it first and goal? You know, like, what
penalty? Like,
why are these questions?
Yeah, I don't know. These are your friends, probably. So we're gonna start a new segment starting next week because we're at the end of the show tonight. We're gonna do a segment next week called Mail Time with Ant, and Ant's gonna read off any dumb questions that you guys have. Send them to the DMs, and we'll answer them.
Okay, Mail Time with Ant, dumb questions.
Don't call it.
That's so inviting for people to ask questions.
I'm kidding. No, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Just stupid people who ask them. No, I'm kidding. But for real, like, if you ask questions, like, I know, you know, Ant gets a lot of DMs on the Clocks Running page on Instagram, and it's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good questions. And there's a lot of, like, stuff, you know, we used to talk about, like, player myths and stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's still believed. From stuff that happened back in 1492 when you guys were playing with those triple threats that Dave Berg was what are you doing?
The arm in motion. That still comes up.
Oh, that is not what I thought you were okay.
Oh, Florida State.
Yeah, that's one. You know, there's plenty of them that happen. You know, I think other organizations allow garbage like that to happen, but I mean, like, that happens. It's cool.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah, I guess if you're gonna allow a 3-point play, then you're gonna allow anything, right? Like, that's what it comes.
Yeah. Why even wearing flags? They probably don't even have all their players wearing flags.
All right. Well, anyway, let me talk about the merch, and then you're going to tell everybody where they can find us. So we have some exciting stuff going on with merch. You can get a Chill Ref shirt, something like this, 6-7. But we have a merch store now. It's the coolest thing. It's Clock It. We have our own merch store. So I'm, you know, ever so often, I'm designing clothes, putting our logo, putting this logo, making some other logos, just having some fun with it. And so we've got all kinds of stuff. We got tie-dye shirts. We got bucket hats. We have long sleeve, short sleeve hoodies. We got trucker hats. We got spandex shorts for Jacob. We got the long t-shirt, you know, for people that like to wear long t-shirts at night, you know, like
we have moo-moos.
Moo-moos, we got moo-moos. It's a big logo.
Get off the internet, dude. Oh my god.
We got so much stuff going on. But hey, to be fair, I have had my daughter double check, and I'm like, is this cool? Is this, would you wear this? Like, I've done a vibe check. Bro, I got so many
clock
cool.
It.
Yeah, clock it. Okay. But if you want to check out our merch, literally, it's the easiest thing. Go on Instagram, right on the top. There's the link. You click it, you clock it, you order, and it goes right to your house. You don't got to deal with me and Jacob's slowest process ever. We are not good at merchandise processing.
I'm working on other ways to fix that, streamline that for some of the other products because, like you said, that's not our forte.
We struggle.
Making dumb clock it jokes are our forte. So
yeah, exactly. So check out the merch store, and yeah, for our ref jerseys and some of our other stuff, we're working on some things that are going to be a lot more user friendly. So yeah. There we go. Cool. Jacob, where do people find us?
Everywhere. Start on Instagram. There's usually a link that goes straight to our link tree, but you can, it takes you everywhere. If you want to check us out while you're working out, working in, working to whatever, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, listen to us. If you want to see our ugly mugs and see all the clocking it we do, you can go on YouTube. If you want to find our social media pages, you can go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, TalkTick, X, Y, W, Z, Snapchat, Snapchat. Contrary to Ant's beliefs, we're on MySpace.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
We have a top eight. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you who's our top eight, but I will say this: the logo is. He's always going to be top eight. Where else?
Is he the Tom of Fox Running?
First of all, his name is Jordan, not Tom. And I know he hasn't been on the show in a good long while, but you don't need to forget his name like that. That's offensive.
Oh, my bad.
And I don't like it. Okay?
He's a sweet man. Or is he a white woman that we... never mind. I don't bring that up.
Yeah, we're not going down that road. So, that's all I've got. Just remember, be accountable. Be yourself. Own what you do. Own what you don't do. You know, take the little things for granted. Don't take the little things for granted. Have fun. Clock in. Clock's running. Clock out.